This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Okay, it's a Monday afternoon. It's hot, but it's July, so we expect that. Chance you might run into a shower. Looking out of the studio windows now, and there's a shower out there somewhere down in the Gulf. Actually, I guess toward the West Bank, or maybe deep on the West Bank, or maybe down in the bayou. There's a thunderstorm out there somewhere, and there are a few that might pop up here and there. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on a Monday afternoon. And I know it's Monday, but hey, it's going to be Friday before you know it, so just relax and do the best you can to enjoy this day. Look, here's another thing that bothers me about Donald Trump maybe having influence over canceling of Stephen Colbert. This is the kind of thing that he wants to do as president. He wants to control everything. I mean, look what he's doing now. He wants to demand that the Washington, formerly the Washington Redskins, that they change their name back from the Commanders to the Washington Redskins. And you know, that kind of mentality, that, like, I'm president and I can control everything, that's the mentality of a dictator. And I'm not saying Donald Trump is a dictator, because he's not technically, but it seems like he does things that only dictators do. No other president that I have ever known of in my life, and I've been talking about many presidents for many years now on talk radio, I don't ever remember any president being like this. Some seem to think that that makes President Trump the greatest president ever. Others think it makes him the worst president ever. So, you know, we can talk about that, too. But here's why I'm concerned. Now, the FCC regulates broadcasting, and there's a deal coming up between CBS, the company is owned by Paramount. Paramount is working out a deal to merge with Skydance. And the FCC would have to approve that deal. So I think it was part of the deal, in addition to giving Donald Trump $16 million in a lawsuit settlement, I think it was part of the deal to cancel Stephen Colbert, because Stephen Colbert makes fun of Donald Trump every night. You know, our operations director and brand manager, Diane Newman, just mentioned to me during the news, and this is from a management perspective, she said, you know, another possibility is that, you know, maybe CBS asked Stephen Colbert, hey, could you cool it a little bit, you know, and not be so direct with your criticism of Donald Trump while we work out this deal? And then Stephen Colbert just ramped it up and threw it in their face. And so, you know, maybe that was a reason why they said, hey, you know, we're not going to go with this guy anymore. I mean, to some degree, we all play a game. to some degree, we all play some kind of game. I mean, even Donald Trump has to play some kind of game. And if CBS asked him and they and then he just turned around and just totally rejected what they said and really ramped it up. In fact, he was even harshly criticizing CBS for making the deal with Donald Trump. Well, which I can do, but I can tell you nobody would have to tell me that if WWL made a deal with somebody in some situation, or if there was a deal pending that WWL was on the verge of getting involved in, nobody would have to tell me to cool it. I mean, I would be sensitive to that business transaction. So if Stephen Colbert did that, that would be scary. But the other thing is the FCC controls broadcast television. Well, not controls. No, does not control. Regulates broadcast television. But there's a lot that they can do. But I have also read that because of the Communication Act of 1934 and the Cable Communication Policy Act of 1984, the FCC does regulate areas of cable television. So they could have some say-so over the cable news networks that Donald Trump thinks are negative toward him. This idea of spinning the media around to where all of the media supports you, that's the mentality of a dictator. That's what dictators do. And one of the things that the FCC can control with cable, because of the Cable Communications Policy Act of 1984, is programming access and commercial leased access. So they could have some control over the cable networks as well. All right. We're also talking about the Gulf of America, Gulf of Mexico. I just posted a picture before the show on Scoot on the Air Substack, and I would invite you to subscribe and join me there. I also just posted a picture of me in the Gulf, Gulf of Mexico. That's what I'm going to call it, if that's okay. Over the weekend, I was in Pensacola Saturday and was in the Gulf Saturday afternoon. And I'm telling you, the water is so warm and comfortable that I don't know who said that it was chilly in Destin and it was chilly in Gulf Shores. I don't know who said that, but their judgment of cool and hot are two different things is totally different from my perception of that. Because, yeah, it's so hot outside that when you first step in the water, it's going to feel cool up to your ankles. But once you get into it a little bit and once you're in it, I mean, it feels totally warm. So if you have plans to go to the Gulf Coast, go. And by the way, let me mention one other thing. I left Pensacola at 9 o'clock Sunday morning. And I ran into just a little buildup of traffic, but that was it. You know, if you leave when everybody else is leaving, like when you have to check out of your hotel or your Airbnb or whatever, when you have to leave at around 10 to noon, if you get on the road during that period of time, you are going to run into traffic. I don't know how bad it was yesterday, but I'm sure it was built up coming back toward the west into the New Orleans area. I'm sure it was backed up significantly before and across the state line, because I could see that it was building, but I left at 9 o'clock. So you can use that as a judgment. And I did have to stop for gas, and I wanted to stop at Buc-ee's. I stopped at the new Buc-ee's on the way there, which was really nice. I mean, you could spend like an hour in that place just walking around. And then I stopped at the Buc-ee's in Foley coming back, and I saw the line of cars coming from the beach. So, yeah, it was really starting to build even at 10:30. By the time I was there, it was, I guess, around, I don't know, maybe it's 9:30, quarter to 10. I forget. But anyway, I left Pensacola, Santa Rosa Island, Pensacola Beach at 9 o'clock, and I did not have traffic. So keep that in mind. You know, leave early or leave really, really late. But, you know, I like to get out early. I like to beat the traffic. All right, let's go to a couple of your phone calls. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And we'll get to some of your texts with Ian Hoke in just a few minutes. Let's go to Janice in New Orleans. Hello, Janice.
Oh, how you doing, Scoot?
Good.
That's good. I had told you one time that I have this app on my phone, and it's a very good app. Everybody should get it. It's Newsbreak is what it's called, and I find all kinds of things on there, and I sent it to you. I don't know if you saw it, and I don't know if this is true. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying what I'm seeing here. Donald certainly knew. Trump biographer reveals new evidence of intimate ties to Epstein. And then there was something else I saw. Reports that federal workers were tasked with reviewing Jeffrey Epstein files to flag any mention of Donald Trump, or indeed true, according to a legal expert on Sunday. So, I mean, I'm not trying to say that everything I'm saying here is true, because I don't know. But it is what I'm seeing, it is what I'm reading, and I don't know. I just find it kind of interesting.
Well, I question the information that comes from them. You know, I question that. So they're going to tell us what they want us to know.
But I mean, I don't know if it's true or not. But I mean, I do find it kind of interesting.
Yeah, there's a new picture out of Donald Trump judging teenage models, and in one situation, he's Epstein is there, and he's there, and there's a girl that's totally naked, and she's apparently a teenager.
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah, I mean, totally naked.
Oh, my God,
so,
really?
It wasn't related to Jeffrey Epstein, although Jeffrey Epstein was there, but it's...
Yeah, but still, you don't... That's
yeah, here's
awful,
a story. There's a video that has come up of now President Donald Trump judging the modeling competition with contestants in their teens. It's racked up 12 million views, and this is all, you know, because of the Epstein file conversation. But, I mean, this would get views anyway.
Yeah.
For a couple of weeks now, Trump's trying to stop those comments, but they're not stopping. And
well, I just know if there's anything to be hidden, Scoot, if they're hiding stuff, and I think they are, it really needs to be. It needs to come out. People need to know.
Yeah, well,
I am not so down with Trump that I'm going to back anything and everything any more than I would be with anybody else that was president. You know, it's not a matter of the presidency, it's a matter of what you're doing or what you've done. And anybody that's done things with minors needs to be held accountable. I don't care who they are.
Janice, I agree, and I respect how you view that. Let's go to Bob in Nashville. Bob, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Oh, hey, Scoot, how you doing?
Good, Bob.
Before I give you the facts on the Colbert discontinuation that I have access to, you really need to change the dialogue on any Trump involvement in that when you see the financials. For example, if WWL came to you and said, Scoot, we lost $30 million on your show this year, how long would you be around?
Oh, not long. They make money on the show.
And here's the numbers that I have access to because of who I worked for.
Okay.
It cost $100 million in 2024 to produce the Colbert Show. They took in $70 million in ad revenue.
Okay.
Net negative $30 million.
Okay.
So, I mean, and you know, you're my age, you're 69, 68, whatever. Always follow the money trail. All the rest is just a bunch of googly garbage.
Well, but
and
Bob,
actually, they're loving the fact that they've thrown this Trump thing into it to get off the heat on them as far as financially what they really did.
Well, the CBS
it's not entertainment. It's not entertainment. I quit watching three years ago.
Wait, David. I'm sorry, Bob. It's not up to you to decide what's entertaining to me. That's not up to you.
Well, I know, but, you know, it's funny. I had to live off the grid in May and June, and I had a TV in my camper, and the only access I had was weird channels that were complete channels of shows, and I watched every Johnny Carson episode, okay? That you and I grew up with was entertaining. That was a great show.
To me?
You watch that political crap? I mean, I'm sorry.
Well, Bob, but it's okay if we don't like the same thing. And it's not for you to, I mean, I hate when people start to say, well, I don't like it, so you shouldn't like it, or I don't know why you like it if I don't like it. I mean, I hate this myopic view that people have of the arts or of music, whatever, TV shows. I thought Johnny Carson was a big old bore with a board up his rump. You know, I mean, it was so staged. It was so, you know, I didn't find that, even in its day, I don't find that as entertaining as, say, The Daily Show or stuff that's on now. Now, I mean, I like humor. I don't care who's being made fun of. I don't care who the target is. Well, I mean, unless it's like, you know, a crippled person or somebody like that. I mean, I enjoy comedy. And so I don't care whether they're making fun of Joe Biden or Donald Trump. If it's good comedy, I appreciate that. I appreciated Stephen Colbert. And among the late night broadcast shows, he was number one, by far number one. So the network might have been losing money, but they might keep the show on because it enhances the image of the network to have that show on. And people watched it and people liked it. So, you know, you may have quit watching.
Well, not when you're going through a merger and you've got a,
well, I get
on your
that.
Balance sheets, you got a net negative $30 million for one of your products. It don't cut it.
It don't cut it. Bob, I understand that. But I still think that getting rid of it at this point, I mean, they didn't just start losing $30 million. That didn't just happen like overnight. It's been going on for a while, obviously. And they have kept the show on for prestige purposes because they think it has been beneficial to have the number one late night broadcast show on. But now they have an excuse to get rid of it. So, yeah, I think they're probably really happy about that. But they're going to make it seem all financial. But I still think in the works was Donald Trump having a say-so over Stephen Colbert, who makes fun of him every night. I firmly believe that that's part of it.
Oh, boy, that's a stretch. But I'll give you that. I'll give you that thought. But, you know, working for a major corporation, it just doesn't work like that. You look at your balance sheet, you're going through a merger, and you're like, we got to get $30 million loss off the books, man, because this doesn't look
good. All right, why don't you look up and call me back, and you tell me how much CBS News brings in and how much they spend to create CBS News, the CBS Evening News.
Okay.
Look that up.
And I'll do that.
All right, find out what it costs to do the show.
I got access to it. Okay. I'll just call my buddy again.
Okay. Find out what the revenue is for CBS Evening News, and then call me back. I'd be interested in that.
Okay, cool.
All right, Bob, thanks. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. We got to get to a break here, and then we're going to come back with some of your comments as well. I'm Scoot. It's a Monday afternoon. We got a lot going on here. We still have to get to this conversation about President Trump. President Trump trying to demand that the Washington Commanders change their name back to the Washington Redskins. And again, this is a reminder that Donald Trump is not our president. He's the president of the hardcore group that elected him. Not everybody who elected him, but the hardcore group that are his supporters. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2016, Ivanka Trump spoke to support her father, Donald, at the Republican National Committee as the song Here Comes the Sun plays. The estate of George Harrison ultimately sent out a tweet. The unauthorized use of Here Comes the Sun at the Republican National Convention is offensive and against the wishes of the George Harrison estate. If it had been Beware of Darkness, then we may have approved it. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. President Trump is the subject of a Guardian investigation from a few years ago. And they profile Donald Trump, and there's a picture of Donald Trump at this teen contest. This came up during his first run for the presidency, and it was revealed that that Donald Trump he would barge into the dressing rooms of these teenage girls who were getting dressed, and this was something that came to light after the Miss Teen USA contestants came forward and said that Donald Trump, several of them said Donald Trump would just barge into the dressing rooms while they were totally naked. And there's a picture of a girl from behind, but she's naked. And Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein are there. So I don't know if this adds to anything else, but this in and of itself is wrong and totally inappropriate. So, again, I don't know how this adds to it, but it's not good. And you're not supposed to do that. There was a time when I was a MC of a beauty pageant. The girls were over 18. I was led through the dressing area by someone in the group. And some of the girls were not fully dressed. But these girls were older. And I was led through there by the person who was in charge of the pageant. I was led there to get to the stage area. And it was the only venue, the only way to get to the stage area where I was supposed to be. So I wasn't there. Donald Trump is sitting there watching them, apparently after barging in. I walked through quickly and could see peripheral that these girls were not fully dressed. And I remember that I didn't really turn. I just did my job because I was doing a job at that particular point. But I know those situations, so I understand what it's like to barge in there if you're not expected. Well, again, the person who was in charge of the event is the one that led me through the area to go to the stage area. But anyway, this is clearly wrong. Let's go to Homa. Tim, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Tim just hung up.
Okay, we just lost Tim. Let's go to David in Atlanta. Hey, David.
Scoot, hi. Let me tell you, you're absolutely right. And the listeners who are defending CBS for canceling, the late night show or Raw, and it's real easy. Most of the contracts that the networks take in to broadcast sporting events, football, baseball, basketball, they lose money on it. But they promote other programs on the network. So the people defending the cancellation are not looking at the bottom line of the entire network's network income and revenue. The big picture, my friends. Now, Scoot, I want to maybe save some lives and talk about the danger of hurricanes and the physics of it. First, let me explain that a three-year-old could understand that NASA has a satellite that can observe the infrared reflected heat from the surface of the planet being absorbed in the atmosphere by CO2. If you graph the temperature of the Earth decade by decade from the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, it gets hotter and hotter. Now, the defenders, or the critics of human-caused climate change, say there's always been climate change, and that's true. But the Earth has never warmed at the rate it's warming right now, if you go back, I think, more than a million years. Now, when the Earth warms, the oceans warm. Guess what? The oceans give up water vapor. And when water gets warmer, it expands. So you have sea level rise. On top of the sea level rise, that's causing the glaciers all over the planet, in Alaska, in Iceland, and the ice sheets in Greenland, are melting. They can literally see it from a satellite. Now, the more water vapor you have in the atmosphere, the more rainfall you have. The warmer it gets, the more water vapor, the more rainfall. That's easy to understand. And that's why you have these torrential floods. Now, there's a law in physics. Energy is equal to one-half mass times velocity squared. Now, most people say, I've been through a 100-mile-an-hour hurricane. But if you ask them how much more energy does a 200-mile-an-hour hurricane produce? And when Katrina was in the Gulf, there were wind gusts of 200 miles an hour. A wind gust of that magnitude can bring down buildings. Now, Katrina was a Cat 3 when it hit the Gulf Coast. But the point is, the energy increases geometrically. So the energy of a 200-mile-an-hour hurricane has four times the energy of a 100-mile-an-hour hurricane. So if you have a mandatory evacuation in New Orleans, let me say to your audience, you better get out of Dodge before you hear yourself saying,
uh-oh.
All right, David, I appreciate the call. It's an interesting aspect of climate change. And, you know, yes, the climate does change, but it's changing rapidly. Some argue that it's just cyclical. Many argue, rightfully so, that humans have contributed to this as well. All right, let's take a quick look at Scoot's news briefs. Texas is already one of the most gerrymandered states in America, and now Republicans are trying to make it even worse in hopes of the GOP maintaining control of the House in the 2026 midterms because they're concerned.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has called a special session starting today to address Hill Country flooding and redraw the state's congressional map in a move encouraged by President Trump. The idea is to help the GOP retain control of the U.S. House during next year's midterm elections. Adam Kincaid, the executive director of the National Republican Redistricting Trust, says smart map drawing can yield pickup opportunities while not putting our incumbents in jeopardy. Republican gains have been steady in the heavily Hispanic Rio Grande Valley, where Democrats Vicente Gonzalez won his last congressional race by just over 5,000 votes. His district is a tempting target, but Gonzalez says he's not worried and suggests that carving up the current districts could backfire. His party is recruiting challengers among veterans and law enforcement to try and flip the seats in the redrawn districts that would absorb the Democratic voters he'd lose. The GOP is also expected to try and scatter Democratic voters in the Houston, Dallas, and Austin areas with the idea of picking up five additional House seats. I'm Jennifer King.
Isn't that interesting? Houston-based reporter David Goodman says that the plan doesn't really have that much to do with Texas, but it's all part of a bigger political strategy coming from D.C.
This is not something that Republicans in Texas were considering or really seeking to do. You know, they were quite happy with the lines that they had drawn, you know, just a few years ago after the 2020 census back in 21. President Trump comes along in the last couple of months and says, actually, you know, we think you guys can get even more seats in Congress out of these Republican voters in Texas. This is a process that's been pushed out of Washington by the president entirely, and now Republicans in Texas are carrying it forward.
All right. So, look, President Trump thinks that a lot of people, many of his supporters, are stupid, really, and that they're not going to remember things. Because we should all remember that Donald Trump recently said that United States presidents should not be telling NFL teams what to do or what to call themselves. But suddenly, thinking that you're stupid or that you don't remember, he apparently has changed his mind.
President Donald Trump is threatening to hold up a stadium deal for Washington's football team if it doesn't restore its old name. Trump said Sunday on his social media site that the Washington Commanders should revert to the Redskins and the Cleveland Guardians should return to the Indians. Later in the day, he threatened the NFL team's stadium deal. The Commanders and Guardians changed their name in 2022 after years of debate over logos and names considered offensive. Both teams have stated they have no plans to change them back. I'm Geffen Coolball.
He thinks you're stupid. I mean, that's the only explanation. You say presidents should not have anything to do with what teams call themselves, and then you're trying to use your power as president to force a team to change its name. Well, of course, this could be an attempt by the president to distract Americans from the attempt to cover up the Epstein files, a problem issue for him as he seems to be getting deeper and deeper into it every day.
Ex-federal prosecutors say a Justice Department request to unseal grand jury transcripts in the prosecution of chronic sex abuser Jeffrey Epstein and his former girlfriend Ghislaine Maxwell is unlikely to produce much of anything to satisfy the public's appetite for new revelations about the financier's crimes. Attorney Sarah Krissoff, who was an assistant U.S. attorney in Manhattan from 2008 to 21, calls a Justice Department request to unseal grand jury transcripts in Epstein and Maxwell's cases a distraction. The request came as supporters of President Trump blasted his administration for reneging on a vow to make public key evidence. Epstein killed himself in jail awaiting trial. Maxwell was found guilty of sex trafficking and is in prison. Julie Walker, New York.
Yeah, I don't buy that committed suicide thing.
That's going to be a no from me, Doc.
No, he was killed.
There's no way.
He was killed. All right, the stakes could not be higher for Harvard, really for higher education in general, as this iconic university fights to get $2 billion in research grants back. They were already granted, but he's trying to get them back after Donald Trump took them away.
A pivotal hearing in Harvard's standoff with President Trump has ended. The school's asking a judge to reverse a series of Trump administration federal funding freezes, arguing their retaliation for Harvard rejecting administration demands over fighting anti-Semitism. A government lawyer says the administration has the power to cancel research grants if an institution violates presidential directives. The judge pushed back, saying the government's offered no documentation to show the school has or has not taken enough steps to fight anti-Semitism. She says the consequences of that in terms of constitutional law are staggering. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You know, it's really sad that I don't get credit that really I should get for being right so often. As economists promised, this would happen. Prices for American consumers are increasing as a result of Donald Trump's trade wars.
A review from the Wall Street Journal found Amazon raised prices on over 1,000 cheaper everyday items.
Chunky's good, but Chunkier's better.
A can of Chunky soup, for example, went from less than $2 in January to $2.58 this month.
Keep that shower fresh feeling all day with Dove antiperspirant.
Dove deodorant jumped 19%.
Ricola
cough drops were up 40%. Amazon said the products tracked by the journal weren't representative of the company's prices overall, but the manufacturers claim they haven't raised the prices they charge retailers. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
All right, that's it for Scoot's News Briefs. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talking Text Line is 504-260-1870. You know, the conversation about CBS canceling Stephen Colbert continues, and I want to be clear about this. It is my opinion that even if CBS was losing money on Stephen Colbert, and they might be happy that they have an excuse to fire him other than just firing him, they have this excuse of it's costing too much money. But it didn't just start costing too much money yesterday or the day before. If they've been losing money on Stephen Colbert, they've been losing money for a long time. But since the show is rated number one among the broadcast TV talk shows, late night TV talk shows, then they're using it, as has been pointed out, to promote other shows. They're using it to really showcase their network. If they've got a number one show, they will lose money on shows. I don't know how much the news generates, but when you think about all the money that it takes to put together a newscast with those reporters all around the world, I'd like to find out, and we're going to find out, I'd like to find out how much revenue the news shows are bringing in. But it's credible for the network. So if the network overall is making money, then it could lose money here and there if overall their plan is making money. If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And how do you feel about Donald Trump using his power as president to force the Commanders to change their name back to the Redskins? I don't even want to redo the debate about the Redskins. I don't even want to redo that debate. I just want to talk about what do you feel like now that this president is trying to use his power to force a team to change their name, because it's something that appeals to his very specific hardcore followers. All right, we're going to get to that coming up. All right, on the SOTA calendar on this day in 1971, this was the number one song in America. Great song, Carole King, It's Too Late. But we have to deal with it anyway. I'm Scoot, and this is Stephanie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Very well. All right. I hope everybody did well on that test.
Aced it.
Hey, pop quiz on a Monday like that. I wasn't expecting that. All right, Monday afternoon, I'm Scoot on the air. Let's go right to Ian Hoke with some of your text messages.
Here's the text that says, are you going to talk about the criminal referral of the Obama administration to the Department of Justice? Pretty freaking unprecedented. I mean, your opening statement mentioned the Epstein files and the Washington Redskins. I think the first story mentioned is far more important to the American people. Would you not agree?
Well, everybody has their way of judging what is the most important story. And, of course, we do everything we can to protect Democrats on this show. So why would we ever say anything negative about Joe Biden or Barack Obama? I mean, all we ever do on this show is protect the Democrats and liberals and bash the right. That's all we ever do. So why would we mention it?
You want to know what I think about Tulsi Gabbard making a criminal referral to the Department of Justice?
Yes.
You know what I think about that?
What?
I think there's 2 minutes and 53 seconds of videotape missing from Jeffrey Epstein's security footage cell on the night that he died. This is so stupid. This criminal referral is the stupidest non-story, and Fox News is just licking it up.
Well, they are.
Like spilled milk. Anything not to talk about Jeffrey Epstein, that's all this is.
And
ignore it. And it's a non-story.
And all the little minion, non-thinking, conservative talk show hosts all over the country are doing the same thing. They're copying that. They don't have original thoughts. They don't think original things. They just copy what they're told. They're minions. It's amazing, man. I respect people who think on the air. I don't respect people who repeat the same old crap. And those people know who they are. They know what they're doing. And they, first of all, they got the job only because they're conservative and because they're loudmouths. That's the only reason they got the job in the first place. And they're followed because they've got a following of people who just want to hear certain things, but they don't want to hear the truth. So, you know, some of these people are not that smart.
Consider why Tulsi Gabbard has that job in the first place. It's not because she had a background, you know, in intelligence or counterterrorism or anything to do with CIA
or FBI intelligence
or DNI or any of that stuff. She's there to weaponize and bend the intelligence community to hurt Donald Trump's political enemies. And that's all this is. It's going nowhere. Barack Obama's not going to go to jail. And if she's making referrals to the DOJ on this, then she needs to do the same thing with everybody that was on the Republican-led Senate Intelligence Committee, which found the same thing, which was that Russia interfered in the 2016 election. They wanted Donald Trump to win. They basically got what they wanted. Here's a text that says, hey, we have an unfortunate addition to the pop culture calendar. Malcolm Jamal Warner, who played Theo Huxtable, died via drowning today.
Wow.
My childhood has definitely taken a big loss.
My gosh.
Rest in power, Theo.
God, he was such a great figure on TV.
Yeah, he's young.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Well,
sorry
to
hear
about that tomorrow. Yeah, apparently,
sorry to hear that.
He died in a drowning incident in Costa Rica when he was on vacation with his family.
Well, thanks for adding that to our calendar.
Yeah. Well, we better go now.
All right. That means it's time to go to break. All right. We're going to come back with a lot more this afternoon, so just stay with us. All right. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1989, performing on the Club MTV tour with a stop in Bristol, Connecticut, Milli Vanilli was on stage, and the soundtrack screwed up, and it kept repeating, girl, you know it's, girl, you know it's, girl, you know it's, and the guys panicked, and they ran off the stage. Milli Vanilli just ran off the stage. And this was the first clue that they didn't sing on the album and that the two guys were fakers and they were lip-syncing everything. What a fraud. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back. This is WWL. All right. On the SOTA calendar, it was on this day in 1973. This was the number one song in America. It was the first of two number one hits for Jim Croce. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be back to talk more about President Trump, who once said presidents should not get involved in the operations of NFL teams, and suddenly, thinking you're stupid or you don't remember, that he's now talking about a president really trying to control what a team is named. And he's trying to use his power as president to force the Washington Commanders to change their name back to the Washington Redskins. How do you feel about President Trump bullying his way in this matter? I'm Scoot, and we'll be back. This is WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.